Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. Serve them sincerely because of your reverent fear of the Lord. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. There was a jazz song that became very popular during the Second World War, which went, "Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it." Paul would have agreed with that. There were probably many slaves in the congregation at Colossae, and he knew that the way that they did their work was a fundamental part of their Christian testimony. They obviously needed to do the right things, but it was important that they did them in the right way, whether or not their master was watching them. They needed to give their best because the service they were giving flowed from their relationship of reverent fear for the Lord. He would always be watching, even if their master wasn't. They needed to work willingly at whatever they were doing, as if everything was done directly for the Lord. These words might be 2,000 years old, but they're just as important today. It's very easy for us to focus on the people around us. We want to give a good impression and please them. We want to be liked. Paul would encourage us to recognise that the audience that really matters is God himself. He sees the way in which we work for our employer or help in our local church or assist a neighbour, and he is looking to us to give our best. A key word in these verses is willingly. The way we work springs from a deep place. The Greek literally means from the soul. It arises from our relationship with the Lord. There's all the difference in the world between the person who does a job grudgingly and the person who does it willingly. God wants us to be the kind of person who does their work gladly and joyfully because we know that before anyone else, we're doing it for him. So let me ask you a question. To what extent are your actions molded by the fact that God is seeing everything you do? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to always give our best in everything we do. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.